This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Democrats are offering more details of their border security plan. They unveiled a measure Thursday that would not provide money for President Donald Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall and denies his request for additional border agents. The move ignores Mr. Trump's warnings that they'd be wasting their time if they don't come up with wall money. The president said Thursday the administration is already building sections of the wall.
I'm not waiting for this committee. And I've told a lot of people I don't expect much coming out of the committee because I keep hearing the words that we'll give you what you want, but we're not going to give you a wall. And the problem is, if they don't give us a wall, it doesn't work.
The Democratic measure, totaling almost $22 billion for U.S. Customs, the Border Patrol, and immigration agents, would significantly increase spending for scanners at ports of entry, humanitarian aid for apprehended migrants, and new aircraft to police the border. It would also freeze the number of Border Patrol agents and block any wall construction in wildlife refuges. And it would provide for hiring 1,000 additional customs agents. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday, there's already a type of fencing along parts of the southern border.
300 miles of this so that cars cannot go by. If the president wants to call that a wall, they can call it a wall.
The dispute already led to a 35-day partial government shutdown, which ended on January 25th. Pelosi did note time is of the essence to break the impasse so it doesn't shut down again after the February 15th deadline. Mr. Trump is considering declaring a national emergency and shifting billions of dollars in previously allocated funds to build the wall. The United Nations arms embargo on the Central African Republic is set to expire Thursday. This week, thousands of people in the capital, Bangui, urged the Security Council not to extend it for another year to allow the Central African Armed Forces to defend the population against militia fighting for control in about 80% of the country. This is VOA News.